In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrated the memory of the 40 martyrs of Sebaste. It's always during Great Lent. There's, I think, three passages in the service which refer to the fast. So it's always during Great Lent. And, of course, the symbolism is there. 40 martyrs, the 40 days of Great Lent. And there's a lot to learn from these martyrs. The gospel for the martyrs is about the workers in the vineyard that go out at different hours of the day, including the one who came at the 11th hour out into the vineyard and worked only an hour. And then his master, the Lord, brings them all back and pays them the same thing that he had contracted with the original workers that went out in the first hour, a denarius for everyone. This is a very important gospel. And in the light of the 40 martyrs, it's also very, very important. It's not about martyrdom, but it's about God accepting us and bringing us from where we are to where we should be. Sometimes in this world, we talk about God accepts me for who I am. Well, you know, that's not quite true, not the way the people mean it. Because a lot of times accepting me for who I am means whatever I'm doing, that's okay. That's not okay. The person we are is not okay. It's not okay that we get angry easily. It's not okay that we're lazy. It's not okay that we have bad thoughts. It's not okay that we have all these sins and passions in our heart. It's true, though. God does accept us where we are to bring us to where we should be. And this is example in the 40 martyrs story, I think, is very instructive for us. It should really help us. If you have any problems with any particular sin, whatever it is, the story of Saint, the great martyr, Aglaeus, should help you. He was the last one. He was the 40th. You know the story, or you should know the story. Everybody should know the story. They were 40 Christian soldiers, and because of the politics of that region, the person in charge wanted to do a purge of soldiers that were Christian because he wanted to return to paganism. He was afraid of soldiers that were Christian. And so they eventually were tortured. They were put into a lake in Sebaste. It's in the Turkey area, Armenia area, and the water froze around them. And very, very painful. If you've ever been in cold water, especially freezing cold water, it's incredibly painful. So they endured that for many hours, and then God brought about the warming of the water so that they would, towards the end of their ordeal, and as a blessing. But in the beginning of their ordeal, after an hour or so, one of the 40 soldiers couldn't take it anymore because there was a bathhouse that was right on the shore because the Romans wanted to really tempt them. There's a warm bathhouse right there. All you need to do is do what you're supposed to do. You sacrifice the emperor and all is forgiven. We'll give you honors. You get warmed up. Everything's okay. Well, this man finally couldn't take it, and he went into the bathhouse, and he died immediately when he was crossing the threshold. Now, I found this out from Father Nicholas in a longer life, that St. Aglaeus, who was one of the guards guarding the bathhouse, saw a vision throughout the night, or in the night, of 39 angels ministering to the martyrs, I believe before that one had left. And he asked the question, why would it be that there were only 39 when there were 40 in the water? And so we kind of worked through that a little bit, and we came up with something that I'm sure is true. That one who left, he wasn't praying. He wasn't praying for help. He was trying to endure. He was frightened. He was feeling pain. He was having trouble maintaining himself, just like everybody else. But he wasn't praying. And so the other ones were praying and glorifying God and beseeching God for help. And so the 39 angels came to minister to the 39 that were praying. I think this is important for us to understand. If we're ever put in a situation, well, not if we're ever, when we are put in situations of martyrdom, happens all the time. It doesn't have to be being put into a lake of ice. It happens all the time in our work, in our families, everywhere. If we're not praying during our time of trial, we're almost surely going to fail. You'll still feel fear, or you'll feel frustration, or whatever is the temptation of the moment. But if you're not praying, you're not going to succeed. That's a very important lesson. Of course it hurt when they were in the water. Of course they were frightened. Of course it was very difficult and long. But they were praying. And the angel strengthened them. And with the strength of the angels, they maintained. If it hadn't been for the angels strengthening them, they surely would have failed. Everybody would have just made an exodus for the bathhouse. But because they prayed, they were strengthened. We've got to remember this. This is very, very important. It just didn't happen by magic or by the fact that these were some sort of superhuman people that could endure. It happened because they brought their need before God, and God ministered to them with his angels. Very important. Now, St. Aglaias saw that. That didn't change him yet. But then, towards the morning, as the day was dawning, he saw 39 crowns descend from heaven. Well, there had been 40. Or, excuse me, didn't he see 40 crowns descend from heaven? My mistake. But there were only 39 in the water. Because the other one had already gone and died. So he cast off his soldier's vesture and went into the water. He was a secret Christian. He was afraid. A soldier who encounters death all the time. He was afraid. He didn't want to let people know. But at that moment, God enlightened him and gave him strength. Based on the experiences of that night, seeing the angels minister, seeing the crowns, he had the strength to go into the water and to stand with his comrades. I think sometimes we make a mistake when we read the lives of the saints and we kind of consider they're some sort of super people, superhuman. They're just like us. God, by his grace, gave them strength. We have the same capacity if we go before the Lord and beg him for help. And we also look at lives of the saints sometimes in a way too sanitized a manner. We kind of think, oh, you know, these are people that never sinned and they didn't have the kind of problems I have. You know, I barely say my prayers and this happens to me and that. These were people. You think St. Aglaias led a pristine life? He was a secret Christian. He probably made all kinds of compromises in his life. And yet, because of that seed of belief that was in his heart, he found his way into the kingdom. Kind of a bumpy ride. Didn't start out as well as it could have, but it ended gloriously. Same thing with us. The 40 martyrs is about human beings with their weaknesses doing great things with God helping them. It can happen to us too. It's very, very important to understand this lesson. He was at the 11th hour and God received him just as the ones that had been in the lake all that time, with no difference, no distinction. Nobody was saying, well, you know, St. Aglaias, you know, you started out kind of rough there. You were kind of secretive and, you know, you were denying the Lord all that time. No, the Lord accepted him. Once he found the courage, the Lord accepted him as much as the other 39. It's very important to understand. I think that hits each one of us. Because, you know, all of us have our weaknesses. Things that we wish would stop doing. Maybe some things we wish we'd start doing. And we seem so mundane in the way we live. But the God takes the mundane and makes it holy. And that will happen to us if we have that faith. I wanted to just go over a couple of the verses from the service, because I think they're very instructive. They're right at the beginning, in Vespers. They're just so poetic and so beautiful. This is why I'll never stop preaching that we should come to the services. Because I read the services all the time. I mean, I read these things. I probably read the Menahan almost cover to cover. And yet, when I hear it in the service, something leaps out and grabs my soul every time. And these are the things that leapt out today or yesterday. If we do not shed our garments, we shall not put off the old man. Winter is cruel, but paradise is sweet. The ice is painful, but the acquisition of the kingdom is delightful. Then let us not give way, O warriors. Let us endure but a little while, and we shall be crowned with crowns of victory by Christ God, the Savior of our souls. That applies to everything, not just martyrdom. They shed their garments to put off the old man. That's a beautiful idea. Why don't we shed our garments too? What are those garments? The garments of sin. Saint Andrew speaks of that, right? That those garments that the Adam and Eve sewn for themselves are garments of sin. We are supposed to take those garments off. And here's another image, sort of involving garments. Casting off all their garments and entering the lake with trembling, the holy martyrs said one to another, "Let us not spare today our corruptible garments, that we may attain the paradise which we lost. Having once been clothed because of the pernicious serpent, let us now unclothe ourselves for the resurrection of all. Let us disdain the frigid ice and despise the flesh, that we may be crowned with crowns of victory by Christ God, the Savior of our souls." So let's do that. Let's take off the garments of sin. It's a process. You'll be better at it some days than others. But God is going to help you. God helped St. Aglaas. He helped the 40 martyrs. He helps those who are brave and those who are not brave. He helps those who tremble and those who don't. He helps the lazy and he helps the industrious, as long as the lazy desire to change. Now, if you just sit around on your couch saying, "I want to change," that doesn't count. But if you have some sort of infirmity that keeps you from doing the things that you know you should be doing, God's going to help you with that infirmity, just like he helped Aglaas. So remember this. Remember St. Aglaas. And that you can be just like him. You can take off those garments of sin, and you can put on the garments of righteousness, just like the 40 martyrs did. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.